are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Paul Strolley right here on LA Talk Radio.
And I am Michael Sterling this week.
And I just want to bang on a drum all day.
You did?
Yes.
You said something similar like that last week.
I did not.
Week. Yes,
and if
did.
I did, there's no need to call it to everyone's attention.
Yes,
even
yes.
If I did. They don't listen week to week.
Well, that's perhaps you're true, but we like to think that they do.
Right? Like to think that they do,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very exciting. Very exciting show today. A couple of great people.
Absolutely.
Both of whom we've had on before.
Yes, two of our favorites.
Two of our favorites. That's it. Revisiting guests. Who do we have? Who is our first one? Actually, our first one isn't here yet.
No,
she is stuck in the magic that is L.A. traffic. So we got to start with this schmuck to my right here.
Yeah, here I am.
Filling in, tell you. Could you maybe put the cell phone down when the show starts?
I'm just happy I got here on time. I was late coming from my new protest group, Teabagging Wall Street.
Oh, really?
We are busy.
I bet you are. Oh, I could see that text on your cell phone right now. See, if you're going to pull things off Funny or Die and read them on the radio, pal, you got to do a little better than that.
And who are we talking to?
We are talking to the magic, the myth, the legend that is Chris Meehan.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. ChristopherMeehan.com.
Yeah. What's that?
ChristopherMeehan.com.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
must have been all that gazpacho. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Open a window.
I'm sorry. It's new sound. See, Michael will rue the day that he asked me for new sound effects.
Well, certainly that one. And I didn't ask for that one.
No, you didn't.
No.
Sound effect had a smell.
Does it?
Yes. So it was a fart joke. That's
okay.
Always big. It's big with the third graders.
So okay.
It's a good
no,
thing
we're getting
our other guest is
exactly
is,
before Rosalind gets here. We're getting all
get
the juvenile
all out.
Stuff out of the way.
That's right.
Rosalind won't even know when she gets here what has preceded her
and
entrance.
And folks, who we are talking about is the lovely Rosalind Kind, who, whether in concert or on Broadway or in the recording studio, there is nobody quite like her. She's extraordinary. She will be with us. Within the next, I would say, probably 15, 20 minutes.
Yes, but first, before we get to her, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Breakdown Services, the entertainment industry standard used around the world, providing the most professional means to reach talent agents as well as actors when casting a project. To learn more about Breakdown Services, visit BreakdownExpress.com.
And we would also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California, whether... We are grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to our weekly live arts calendar.
Yes, we are very grateful to them. And Michael, how was your week?
You know, it was busy, jam-packed, doing lots of new interesting projects. And
really?
Yeah, so it was all
good. Is that what they're calling adult films these days?
Yes.
Interesting projects?
I should be so lucky.
Didn't realize that you had moved into that whole new field of employment.
Yes, point the way.
I'll forgo the obvious joke there.
Yeah.
No, just very... Just very busy, very busy. Well, good for you. You're the hardest working man in show business.
Well, at least on my block.
Yeah. At least on your block. You always have a million things going on.
Sterling's went well over the weekend. I know the Kvetch closed.
Kvetch closed and did gangbuster business. We were just so grateful. Just rocked. Chris saw it twice, actually.
I loved it.
You
and,
fantastic.
Really enjoyed it. He brought a number of people.
Wow.
He actually drove a bunch of senior citizens in to see it.
I was going to say, did they know him?
And, no, they don't, oddly enough.
Yeah.
He does charitable work. Every weekend he takes 100 senior citizens into the country and leaves them there.
Yes, they're part of my new group.
Yes,
Teabagging Wall Street.
Yes, thank you. You had to use that again.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. We have a call here. Let's see who's calling in. Let's just give a listen while we're waiting for Rosalind. Hello, you're on State of the Arts. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sergei Popovanovich.
This is probably in reference to the Christopher Meehan International Film Festival at Raleigh Studios, November 16th.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Very excited to be part of the film festival for Chris Meehan.
Oh, Sergei, so how do you know Chris? What is your history with him?
He used to come to my video store.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I see.
Lots of titles. Big Jog John Wednesday.
I see.
You still owe $12.95 for that.
I see.
It
yes.
sounds like some place I might enjoy.
That's right.
So just you're saying there's one particular genre that Chris was interested in.
Well, let's just say he really liked that section of the store.
Okay. The one with the little shower curtain sealing it off from the rest of the store?
Absolutely. You know the store.
I do.
Yes.
I believe I've been there.
Sergei, we were fortunate. Of course, he's a former Russian general, and he will be emceeing the event.
Sergei, you're attending the Chris Meehan Film Festival?
I am supposedly emceeing it for the... What was it? $75, you said.
$75?
Well, we're going to have to. Yes.
I don't know if the ruble is still in existence, but I think it was 75 ruples, now, which I think is more like 450.
Sergei.
Well, we'll talk later. But Chris is number one corporate lackey. No one sells up like him.
Okay.
Sergei, this is Michael Sterling, the other host on the show. How are you?
Very good, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a question. Now, is the Chris Meehan International Film Festival being held at your video store?
No. If we showed his favorite films, there would not be any kids allowed.
All right. Gotta watch out for the young
ones. Yes.
So this is open to all families. We have another call coming in. I don't know what that's about. Do you know? Are you expecting any other calls? I think we'll stick
with...
I think that might be someone. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't actually know how to answer two calls at one time, so I'm going to try it. And if I disconnect you both, I hope I don't. You've reached State of the Arts. Who are we speaking to?
Jeff.
Jeff.
Portland.
Hi, Jeff. Hello, from Portland.
Hi.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. What are you calling in about?
Well, is the interview with Roz Kind going to be live?
Yes, it will be, but actually Roz is running late. She's stuck in L.A. traffic, and she'll be with us in about 15 minutes. If you call us back in about 15 minutes, we can chat with her directly.
Oh, I'll do that.
Oh, please do. We'll chat with you soon. Okay.
Yeah, but I would, if he happens to be in the L.A. area, we'd love for him to come by the Christopher Meehan International Film Festival at Raleigh Studios November 16th.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
You know.
All right. That's a good idea.
It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, he's still here.
Oh, yeah. No, we still have money. Yeah, I'm learning the system as we do it.
A year and a half later.
I don't know what's going on, but I think I have it down.
Yes.
Sergei, have you ever called into the show before? I don't recognize your voice. You say you're a frequent listener, but this is the first time you've called in, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Long time caller, first time listener.
Oh, gotcha. Long time caller, first time listener. Well, we're grateful to have you, Sergei.
Absolutely.
And I'm actually going to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Your show on same-sex marriage, I have to say, if two guys want to get married, the privacy of what they do in the bedroom or the hedges in the park is their business.
Thank you. And with that, I'm going to sign off, Sergei. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll chat with you again. Please call again soon, okay?
I'll see you at the festival.
We'll see you at the Chris Meehan Film Festival. And the collective attractiveness of the room just went up about 100% because the lovely Rosalind Kind has joined us after surviving.
Gentlemen, how are you all?
After serving the magic that is L.A. traffic. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my God. Yes. And, you know, I've never had trouble like that on Beverly Glen at this hour. But it does, then it opens up and you say, what was the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. Where nobody was hurt. There was no accident. Right. There was nobody directing or closing a lane.
No, there's no. Yeah, it's all. It ends all of a sudden, and you're just like, okay, where's the 5-car pile up and the 6 ambulances?
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Just someone checking their email.
But so, yeah, exactly. But so nice to have you on again, Rosalind.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Absolutely.
Good, good.
Boy, you saved us.
You did.
We were dying a slow death here. Just when we don't have any talent in the room, we just have to scramble. Now we have it.
I'm a valet.
What's that?
I'm a pretty good valet.
You were a great valet. But yeah. No, what I wanted to talk about, we didn't actually touch on this. It's the videos of the cockatoos.
Oh.
You know, on the YouTube, they always have these videos of people who are convinced that their cockatoo reacts to music different, and they dance, and they show the footage of them playing some insipid song, and they're dancing. And I actually think, would you know the difference between cockatoo dancing and cockatoo flinching? Would you know the difference if you saw that? So
I'd like to guess.
I think that it might actually be a passive form.
When you want to hit it.
What's a flinch?
What's a flinch?
You know, like that when you're going to get hit.
Dancing is footwork.
Exactly. But the cockatoos, they all look like
they're
flinching.
Don't they lift their feet, though?
I wish we were on video, because that was the most accurate cockatoo dancing impersonation I've ever seen.
I study these birds when I find them. I love, they're fascinating.
I tell you,
I remember going into an antique store in Florida, and they had this gorgeous cockatoo in this beautiful cage, you know, full-length cage.
Well, if you were in South Beach, there's more than a cockatoo.
A cockatoo.
Sorry.
Bada bing,
bada bing.
Bada boom.
Thank you for giving us our sound bite for this year, Rosalind.
Yes.
I got it to dirty in 11 minutes, Michael. That's a new record
with only
one guest. Anyway,
we should introduce Rosalind to Christopher Meehan.
We should. Rosalind, Christopher Meehan.
It's a pleasure, Christopher.
I have sweaty palms. I'm walking in there. Thank you. Nice.
You know, I get that, too. I either get cold and clammy or sweaty. I don't know what that is.
Chris is one of our great new comedians in the business and on television.
Well, you're half right. He's new. look at the time.
Moving on. Who was it, Jeff in Portland?
Yeah, we had a gentleman from...
All About You just came in.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think he may be calling again. Shall we take the call?
Sure.
You've reached State of the Arts. Is this Jeff in Portland calling back, if I recognize the area code correctly?
It's Jeff from Portland, Oregon, yes.
Hello, Jeff. How are you? The lovely Rosalind Kind is with us today, if you'd like to ask her a question.
Roz?
Yes. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, darling. Listen, real quickly, statement and then question. My statement is, I actually still have a cellophane-wrapped, I've opened it, album on RCA Records. You probably know what it's called, from 1969.
From 1969? Give Me You?
Well, you can have me, but the album's called...
This is Rosalind Kind?
This is Rosalind Kind.
That was from 1971.
Oh, really?
The first album was Give Me You, which came out in 69 when I made my debut on Ed Sullivan.
All right, I'm only 53.
Oh, excuse me. Katalaya, baby here.
Oh, no, I love that album. I still play it.
Oh,
I love
God
it.
Bless.
You have an amazing voice that has only gotten richer with time, like some other singers.
Oh,
it gets better, and it's beautiful. I love it. I love your voice, jazzy
you,
and
Jeff.
Sexy, and you look fantastic. My question is, if I still have time.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes.
It's only a dollar a minute for the call-in. It's only $1 a minute for the call-in.
I know. Mine is free. I have Verizon.
we'll be billing you for this call.
We'll need your credit card number at the end of the call, but go ahead.
I'll report you to fraud. No. So my question for Miss Kind, some people call you Rosalind.
Yeah.
Are you aware of a very interesting concerted effort to vote for you to be on the next duets album by a famous singer that I think you happen to be related to?
No, I didn't know.
Are you aware
this.
Of that?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You're kidding. Where is this happening?
Oh, I'm not kidding. I think it's on your sister's website.
Really?
Do you mind that I mention her name? And it's up to you, because...
Well, that's fine, but we want Rosalind to be the focus of the interview today. But
okay.
But right. I understood something. Always something to look for.
Yeah.
Well, how would you feel about doing duets? How would you feel about doing an album of duets anyway, with no matter who it might
no
be?
It would be great. It would be great. And the last time I did a duet actually with the L.A. Jewish Symphony in June
with
cantor Ilan Davidson with the L.A. Jewish Symphony for the Kindred Spirits.
Oh wow!
Nice
organization. It's worldwide help. Around the world, and I guessed it on that bill along with David Benoit, and Dave Koz was honored.
Nice evening.
So it was a lovely evening. But that was the last time I did a duet. So this was last June. Earlier than that, other than being in productions where I sang with somebody, my very first duet was as a little child with my sibling, my big sister, and it was Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Oh,
but we won't go there.
Well, I think...
Was it unrecorded
at
all?
No, it's unrecorded. Yeah. Unrecorded.
I thought I was the first to do that duet, by the way, with my sister. But
oh,
I guess.
Really?
But you've inspired us here. I think it's a good idea, and I think that we should just have Chris... I think you two should discuss doing a duet together.
Yes, and Sergey.
Because I've heard you sing, Chris, and you need all the help you could get.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can be funny,
so.
Yeah?
So we can do a comedy, you know.
That'll make one of us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're very, very grateful.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
So, Rosalyn, what are you in town for? What are you talking
to? I live
here. Lady, hey, before.
Why do you live in L.A.? That's where my house is.
I'm wondering now. It's so crowded anymore. I left New York when it couldn't be taken.
But you have a gig coming up. That's
yes,
what I was getting.
Yes, I do. This coming Friday and Saturday at Catalina Jazz Club Bar and Grill.
Such a great place.
Yeah,
great place.
Right in Hollywood. You don't have to take a boat to get there. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. I tell you, it's kind of coincidental because my mom was visiting last year, and she was here when you interviewed with us last year. And just as luck would have it, she's here this weekend.
Oh,
she comes here once a year, and it just overlapped. And I just dropped her off at the mall on the way here because
Which
she's
mall?
Like the one on Woodland and the Sherman
Sherman Oaks
Woodland. No, I'm sorry. Woodman and Riverside.
Riverside,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I dropped her off there because she hasn't had time to shop
shopping.
Yet. Yeah.
Yes.
And but she did say on the way over, we gave her your CD the last time you were here, and she says it has literally been in her car for the entire year.
Aww.
It's her car CD. So I thought it was a nice little message to pass on to you.
Well, she really might be a good candidate to do a duets with Roz.
Well, she could, if you want to, if you want it to sound like, you know, Kris Kristofferson and, you know, or Tom Waits. you have my mother. You know, love her dearly, but
yes,
not a
I
singer. Not a singer.
So, Michael, do you have the details of Rosalind's gig? So
I do at Catalina Jazz Club, as Roz said, and it is coming up Friday, October 21st, and Saturday the 22nd. And for tickets, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is go to CatalinaJazzClub.kind, and you can also visit RosalindKind.com. Excuse me.
No, wait. It's dot com, right?
Dot
yes.
Com.
Okay. All right. There's a whole. Apparently, there's a whole.
On yours, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There's a whole new one.
That would be RosalindKind.com. Everything would be a dot com or.
But it wouldn't
net,
be neat if it was RosalindKind.kind.
No.
No? I think Roslyn. That would be easier to remember.
Maybe it would be a slash and a kind. Isn't
there
that how they do it?
Who made the mistake of holding up something shiny while Michael was reading?
Got in my eye. And the other way, ladies and gentlemen, to get tickets, simply by telephone, 213-466-2210. Again, that's this Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, 8 p.m.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Terrific. You were ringside last year.
Yeah. Jackie, your manager was so kind and put us ringside. We had a blast.
And shout out to Jackie, who is so lovely and always so helpful.
Jackie
with these
Stander.
Things. Yes.
We know you're here. We thank you so much for delivering such class to this show.
You know, we have another call coming in, and I'm not exactly sure I want to take it. It's been a little dodgy with the phone calls.
Is that, that's not...
It's from 415.
It might be Roger.
I think
it's Roger.
I don't think it is.
Roger.
Why don't we say, you know, if you are currently calling in, call back during Chris's portion of the second half of the hour so Kris can field the phone calls, because I don't want to eat into any more of Rosalind's time. Rosalind, I want to ask you a question, because I always ask people this when they do... a cabaret type of thing. I was distracted. I'm researching this whole new web provider, .kind.
It's just a thought.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, how do you arrive at the content that you do in your cabaret? Is it a communal effort? Is it just songs that move you? You obviously have some sort of narrative because you have patter and all that.
Yeah, and they're usually, you know, I don't usually like to go for just a theme evening like some people will just dedicate an evening to a composer or whatever. I don't find that that's who I am. I like to go in different stratospheres.
Right.
So you get a little of this, a little. It's a journey.
Right.
But it's all songs lyrically that I relate to. And how I get them, sometimes I find them. And sometimes people bring ideas to me, and I'll go through them, and I'll see if I feel it. But I won't do a song because somebody says, oh, it's a hit, if I don't feel it.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'd like to have a hit, believe me. But the bottom line is you have to relate to it so that you can relate it to your audience, and they feel it like you do.
Right. Okay. Because, you know, I know I ask that question frequently, but it really is just that every artist has a different way of arriving at that. And you probably see that a lot at Sterling's Upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a very, as she's saying, it's a very personal choice of what you're going to sing. And I think the connection, the emotional connection, you know, the emotional life that you give that song and what it means to you is a very important factor in how it's coming across to the audience, because that's the only way they're going to connect.
And they know when you're telling the truth.
Right.
You can't fool an audience.
No. You know, so you can fool them for about 30 seconds, and then they see through it. Yeah. I always find it interesting when I see vocalists that are just incredibly gifted like yourself, and I get caught up in that. And then I'll see performers that might not be as vocally gifted, but sometimes it's the narrative through line that really is the memorable part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and she sings beautifully, but the one the woman that I saw, Alexandra Billings, who played Your Club, right. Who has pipes, of course, and she's a belter and all that. Right. I don't know if I would call her like a really extremely perfect vocalist, a great vocalist, but I walked away from that show and it was all the interwoven stuff in between that is really just so brilliantly funny and clever and tight.
Well, she's such a big personality too.
That's it.
You know.
Yeah.
And just
charismatic.
Clever and very witty, and she makes all of that work for her, and her choices are similar. You know, those things mean something to her in her life.
Which I thought the theme, though, life. Songs about hockey. Very odd. Yeah. Just a real risk. You wouldn't think there would be 30-plus songs about hockey, but she did all of them.
You're
four
kidding.
And a half-hour show. Yeah. Yeah, it was the cabaret equivalent of Nicholas Nickleby.
Oh,
I'm
you're
kidding.
Pulling
I'm
a leg.
Pulling your leg.
Yeah.
Pull your leg.
Indeed.
The sequel to Nicholas Nickleby, Dimeless Dimelby. A lot of people don't know that one.
Oh, man.
Lady. Sorry.
Sequel to that.
Is this thing on?
Yeah,
is this thing on?
Yeah.
Sorry. But anyway, so it's
Paul,
this...
you have to. Paul's not going to be able to come and see you this weekend, but I urge him to do so.
I am. I'm not.
You usually play the club about once a year, right?
Yes. Yeah? This is my fourth time back.
Yeah. So nice to have you in that environment.
Four times.
Love to see you at Sterling's. Have you performed there? You should look at that venue. Have you seen it? Have you seen any shows
there? I've seen Sterling's,
It's a great
She's
room.
She's been there as a guest, and she likes it, and we'd like it.
I've been there as a guest.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I dig the lasagna.
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes I go there when there's no performer, and they just let me sit in that room by myself.
And eat lasagna?
Yes. It's kind of tragic.
Does it get lonely?
It does. But I sit on the milk crate in my wetsuit with my propeller.
That's a picture.
Just trying to make a picture.
What I would like to see of Miss Rosalyn Kind here is for her to get back into the theater.
Yeah.
How nice would that be?
That would be lovely.
Yeah?
Theater, even television.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a series or some kind.
You're so perfectly right for one, you know, and but especially the theater, though. I mean, I know that you love that too, and you've done it, and you've done Broadway.
I've had a great feeling from it. I've done Broadway, off Broadway, and regional, some regional theater.
You know what you should do is think about certain shows that you would be right for, right? That are existing shows.
Well, you know, years ago, one of the shows that I loved and I remembered sitting opening night in the 10th row center was Applause.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I bring that up to somebody, because I love that now, you know, and in those days I thought I would be Eve, you know, well, damn you, Daddy. Look at your little girl now. She feels twitchy and bitchy and manic. Calm and collected. No sign of panic. She's alive. So alive. I'm alive. I'm wound up. Anyway. but now I could probably play the lead. But I love that show. I love the music. And everybody's feedback is it's dated.
Oh, see.
You know?
I don't know.
Well, then it takes somebody that has some imagination and creativity to kind of lift it, give it a little facelift.
Exactly.
It's still a great show. I saw it in New York. I loved it, too.
Yeah, it was a
and
fun show.
Three words. The all-nude version. Doesn't matter how dated it is. They come, they'll be there.
Always there.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Always there.
Yeah.
It's always there.
But, you know, it's based on All About Eve. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's
oh, is it really?
A tremendous story.
Oh, okay, because we did a musical review when I was in college, and we did songs, and that was included in it, like with three songs from Applause in the musical review, but I did not know the show its entirety. But you actually made me think about something when you started to sing so lovely. We actually have a couple of tracks here of singing, which we would love to share with our listeners. Should we start with At Times Like This, Michael?
I think
is that a good way?
Such a delightful song.
Do you mind if we go off into Rosalind Kindland? Always available. Remember that extension. .com.
Kind.
A friendly face, the kind of face that melts you with a grin. The kind of eyes that welcome you the minute you walk in. The tender glance you simply can't refuse. At times like this, a girl could use a dog.
Times like that, people need a dog.
And yet, I got one. I got a lucky boy.
Oh, that's really lovely. We're actually going to, I think at the end of the show, Rosalind, I think you're going to play us off the air with Perfect.
Oh,
so we'll get to listen to that at the end.
That's great.
Gorgeous. Which Michael says is just really pretty. Gorgeous. I have not heard it yet.
Absolutely. It will hit you in your fifth chakra.
What's that?
It will hit you in your fifth chakra.
I don't like that kind of language, mister.
That last tune got me in my emotional crawl space.
Did it?
Tucked away.
Did it?
Roslyn.
Yeah. I saw you sort of shutting your eyes and swaying back and forth, and I thought it was bad gazpacho.
My emotions have been plugged up like an old Spanish cannon.
Really?
Roslyn, that just, hit that, I think it was a G. I just loosened up, man. You're like, I want a relationship.
G is actually, scientifically, G is the most soothing note.
Really?
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
G is actually the most soothing note. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. F is the most stressful. G is the most soothing.
F is the most stressful.
Is that true?
F is the most stressful? I know that I have a tendency to sing in certain keys that are horrible for horn players, and they hate me.
Really?
When they have to hold an extended note.
Oh, and I can't really?
Remember. There's a key that's... they just hate, and I end up singing a lot of my songs.
Well, that can't be a good thing.
I can hear the cursing.
Is that why people say F-U?
That could be. Could be, because it's stressful. See, now, oddly enough, because I'm so educated, I say G-U.
Oh.
Because I happen to know that...
Wow.
Before we forget, let's give the I want to give the information for Rosalind's performance one more time before we go
Absolutely.
On to move into our arts calendar. And do you have it handy?
I do, Rosalind Kind, at the Catalina Jazz Club this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and that is located at 6725 West Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California, on this Friday, October 21st, and Saturday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. For more information, you can visit online at catalinajazzclub.com or Rosalind.
What was that, Michael?
catalinajazzclub.com.
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Or rosalindkind.com. Also, you can call for tickets, 213-466-2210.
Oh, and also, Michael, remind people that Rosalind, the spelling of Rosalind's name. Because
R-O-S-L-Y-N.
Just because of the K-I-N-D. web address. I always like to be idiot-proof with that they type it in properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's very nice. That's very nice, because so many people get it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I've had R-O-S-Y-L-N. I've had R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D. Rose Land, like the dance hall in New York.
I'm a huge fan of a singer named Loudon Wainwright, and Loudon Wainwright III, great folk singer, and was a folk singer, and he has a great song called "They Spelled My Name Wrong Again," because they've never had it spelled right, because it's Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N, Wainwright has two W's, and it's Loudon Wainwright III. And he said that one time he was playing some club in Poughkeepsie, and he said, "This is the greatest misspelling of my name ever." It was... playing Poughkeepsie, two shows, Gordondon Wainwright III. He said, Gordondon isn't even a misspelling. It's a completely different name. And the only way anyone could call anyone Gordondon is if Dad was a Loudon Wainwright fan and Mom liked Gordon Lightfoot. It's like, let's call him Gordondon. So whenever I think of misspellings, I always think of that story. Michael, shall we pay the bills with our arts calendar?
Let's do that.
I will start.
All right.
Millie, a strong yet understanding woman, weds Adam Pontopi, one of seven brothers living together in the wilds of Oregon circa 1850. Determined to civilize and marry off her six rowdy brothers-in-law to ensure the success of her own marriage, Millie's plan backfires when, in their enthusiasm, the brothers kidnap six women from a neighboring town to be their brides. The critically acclaimed Glendale Center Theater, now in its 64th year as the longest continually operating theater in the United States, continues its 2011 season with Seven Brides for Seven Brothers through November 19th, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, music by Gene DePaul, and additional songs and lyrics by Al Kasha and Joel Hershon. Going courtin' has never been as much fun in this rip-roarin' stage version of the popular 1954 Academy Award-nominated MGM movie.
Wow. You got through that. Congratulations.
Without a breath.
Tell you. That's
very impressive. It's a very impressive show. Speaking of very impressive, you really, really, ladies and gentlemen, check that one out. It's a great musical. Well, Musical Theater West in Long Beach is proud to announce that television's Jim J. Bullock will star in the mega Tony Award-winning Broadway hit musical Hairspray at the beautiful Carpenter Center in Long Beach, marking the beginning of Musical Theater West's 59th season. Hairspray is based on the John Waters camp classic film of the same name. It is the story of big dreams, big girls, and big hair. Typical teenager Tracy Turnblad is obsessed with the Corny Collins TV dance show and its teen heartthrob Link Larkin. Though rejected at the Corny Collins auditions, Tracy shows off some moves at the sophomore hop, where Corny Collins gives her a place on his show. Tracy is soon launched to stardom, and once on the show, changes the face of 1960s Baltimore forever. Don't miss it. Hairspray previews October 28th and runs for 14 performances at the Carpenter Center in Long Beach, California through November 13th.
And for further information about any productions and or events mentioned in today's State of the Arts Live Arts Calendar, visit us at stateoftheartsla.com. That's stateoftheartsla.com. We also suggest you drop in at performingartslive.com, where you can search for Southern California events in several different categories happening every day of the week. I would love to see Hairspray live.
Yeah.
And Jim J. Bullock, who is on our show, who we just love, who's hysterically funny.
Yes,
who posed for a picture with me out front. Yeah. And just really, really great guy.
He's a lovely man.
Yeah.
He really is.
Very, very fun.
I had lunch with him this past week, and he's hooked up with his show now. He's going to be doing it for the next year and a half.
Really? That long? I like Jim.
He did it this summer, and then he's doing it in Long Beach. He's going out and doing it on a cruise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really? For 6-8 months, I think he said.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Oof,
but he gets in and off, on the boat and off the boat.
Don't call it a boat. I made a mistake of saying to the cruise director a boat.
Yeah.
And he said, this is not a boat. It's a ship. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think there's issues there. You got to expect that to happen. Our next guest is, I'm trying to think of a good way to introduce the lovely and talented Chris Meehan.
Maybe a song?
But I can't. can't think of that. But Chris, I know that you're used to introducing yourself. So do you want to just tell the audience a little about who you are, and I will provide the appropriate background music sound effect. Go right ahead.
When I was a child, there's no music here. Thank you. I was a child.
Right.
I was a big child.
Yeah.
I was. yes. Thanks. That's Jim over there in the corner. Yeah. I was a 16-pound baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is also known as a Samoan preemie. But sure. Anyway, just there you go. Wow, you're really working that sound effects.
I am.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you about Vivo Cristo. You know, my mom loves the show.
Does she?
She's 87.
Really?
Yep. She's not too internet savvy, but she figures it out. She listens to the show through like a Canon string. She loves you guys.
Yeah.
She loves you guys, man.
Yeah.
It's great. She's great.
She listens?
She listens.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes actively.
And
when I was a kid, didn't listen much. Now when she's older and she needs stuff, she's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
And I know your brother is a big fan of the show, too. Mike?
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael sent
a couple of emails in saying how much he enjoyed the show.
Yeah. He actually enjoyed your show, Kvetch.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He loved it. He loved it.
I didn't know he attended.
Yes, he did.
He was there. Oh, okay. Why didn't he stay afterwards?
Well, he had things to do.
Selfish bastard. What the hell was he?
It was a tough
night. Like that.
I never liked him. I never did, and it's not just the whole Irish thing.
But my mom loves the show.
Good.
And she's 87. She's great. She still works the whole thing. She has a hard time crossing the street. Sometimes she needs help. And I'm just like, hey, you know what I mean? If I help her, is that giving her a fish or teaching her how to fish? When is she going to learn to cross that street by herself?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, you are a good son.
I'm a good son, man.
Yeah.
I'm a good son. So
you are one of eight children, aren't you?
One of eight children, yes.
A good Catholic family.
Yes.
Yeah.
All different fathers. So anyway.
So apparently your mom crossed that street a lot.
Well, yes. No, I shouldn't go. Jeez. Maybe she's not listening to me.
Anyway. But Chris, there's a couple of things that you're going to tell us about.
Yes,
one,
sir,
is the film, the short film Gratitude that we were both lucky to be part of, that is playing at the San Jose Film Festival, and it's been burning up the festival circuit. We won at Philly. We won at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival for Best Comedy.
Yep.
And now we're going to be in the San Jose Film Festival. It's this weekend, isn't it?
This weekend, Friday, I think, 8 o'clock? Oh,
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yeah. I have the information here somewhere. Yes, the show will appear at the San... It will be playing at 9 p.m. Friday, October 21st at the San Jose Short Film Festival. And for tickets for that, you can go to www.sjshortfest.com, then a /tickets, www.sjshortfest.com/tickets. And Gratitude's a lot of fun. Very, very interesting film. And Chris, you were actually nominated for an award for it, weren't you? Was it from Philly?
Hey, go ahead.
And what is the subject matter of this film?
I don't know. Can we tell him, Paul?
Tell a little. Don't give it away, but you can tell a little.
It's a high-end restaurant, and I play a
prick.
A prick,
basically,
yeah,
I would
chef,
say.
Actually.
That's probably the best.
And I didn't know that chefs really, I mean, you see TV, and it's kind of an act, but apparently they can be jerks.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a stretch for me. You know what I mean?
So it's a long walk for the store to be closed.
Yeah.
No, it was really kind of interesting because it takes place in a restaurant, and Chris plays the main not the main character, but the chef.
The grumpy chef.
And then I play this restaurateur who shows up toward the end of the film, and it wasn't until the whole thing was done that they said to the director, boy, it's really interesting how you have one guy who looks just like Bobby Flay, and then another guy who looks like Anthony Bourdain, which didn't occur to the director at all. And he's, of course, well, you know, I wanted to get that subtlety across. It's just like, oh, we have a call from 415. Shall we take it?
That's San Francisco.
You are on with State of the Arts. Who are we speaking to?
This is Roger from a Thousand Oaks.
Roger, how are you? You must have gotten a cell phone account in Northern California because your area code is 415, which I happen to know is not a Thousand Oaks area code.
Well, I'm trying to. My ex-wife is really on me, so I got to keep moving.
I see. What you calling about today, Roger? You calling to speak to Chris and find out all this?
What is this thing I'm being roped into? I've got to go. My son says I've got to show up and support this young man. I'm busy here at home putting together an earthquake disaster kit.
Oh, are you? You're putting together...
I've got a flashlight, some candles, a blow-up doll,
canned
food.
It can get lonely post earthquake.
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely. You never know.
So now, Roger from Thousand Oaks, will you be attending the Chris Meehan Film Festival that was discussed earlier?
Yes. What sort of films are being shown in this?
Good question. Let's ask Chris that directly.
Well, the anchor is the film we were just talking about, Gratitude.
Gratitude will be one of the features.
Yeah, and there's Sashimi. It's a pretty short program. I mean, it's mostly a party. It's a 50-minute program, actually in the screening room at Raleigh Studios.
Yes.
We got bagpipes. Roger.
Really?
A variety of things.
We have a foundation. I believe I saw you in a production of Podiatrist on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you were there. That was you, Roger.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes, that was...
So, wonderful performance. Wonderful performance.
Yes.
I couldn't understand that was a word sequel you said, but I thought it was wonderful.
Yes. Well, so do you have the...
Roger, it's November 16th. November 16th. Reception starts at 6:45.
And how do people get tickets for that?
Oh, it is at, you can go to Christopher Meehan International Film Festival.com.
Really?
Yes.
Christopher Meehan International Film Festival.com.
And that just happened on the ride over.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, go figure. Or .kind. I think it's .kind.
Yes, it is.
It's becoming a popular site.
I'm breaking a sweat.
Are you?
Yeah. Wow.
Roger?
Is this one of these PayFriend or PayPal, whatever it is, thingamajigs?
No, it's actually confirmed reservation, Roger. Well, thank you. Yes, it's free for invited guests. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us, Roger. We always like having you on the air. We're very grateful that you listen to the show.
I love the show. I'm currently very busy. I'm taking a Spanish immersion class. Actually, it's a dishwashing job.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to have to sign off on that one, Roger.
To make your coworkers feel really good about themselves.
But thank you so much for calling
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Roger. Lovely... Speaking of that, yes. by the way, yeah. I'm on the board of G.K. Chesterton, and there's a fabulous show they have out now. That's good, huh? I'm tongue-tied. Viva Crystal Ray at the Miles Playhouse.
Yeah.
It's about Miguel Pro.
Oh, it's Spanish.
It's Spanish.
Okay, that's why I was looking for the segue there,
with Roger. Well, there's a Roger character in there, and he's from Thousand Oaks.
Oh, okay.
Miguel Pro, do you guys know in Mexico in the 1920s, religion, particularly Catholicism, was outlawed?
Really?
They massacred priests and churches and neighbors, and it was totally forced underground.
Really?
Yeah, I saw this play, and they had a Q&A afterwards. It's really an unknown story. But, it's the Miles Playhouse, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. G.K. Chesterton, no, gktheater.org.
And Miles people. Theater is that one in Santa Monica that's a converted church, isn't it?
It looks like it.
It looks very missiony.
It's actually owned by the city, it's nicely run. And on Lincoln and Wilshire.
So if I remember correctly, you did your show was there, If Church Walls Could Talk.
Yes. Thank you for coming. I saw you.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, Michael was busy. I understand that.
Yeah, I was.
Laundry. Yeah. A lot of laundry.
Michael actually is not permitted in any churches for some reason.
Yes, well, it was a theater.
Yeah, but he's not allowed there either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere the ankle bracelet beeps, he's not allowed.
That's right.
That's right.
You're too kind.
I am. Yes. No, she's kind. Your.com.
Yes. is that clock broken?
Why?
I'm just looking. No. Next week, pap smears and waterboarding. I just thought it was so funny. I had a girlfriend, and she came home one time crying, and she just, it was the funniest thing. And she said, all I wanted was a pap smear.
What?
Apparently it just went wrong.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's such a funny word, pap smear.
It's funny to you because you'll never have one.
It's actually not one word.
It's not. It's no pap smear.
That's how you know.
It has something to do with your pappy?
That's the Jewish pap. The pap smear is a different
thing. Oh, it's, yeah. Yes.
The pap smear is completely different. But we're not going.
No, we're not.
It's such a funny word. Yeah, that's sort of like colonoscopy. It really makes you chuckle.
Yes.
That is one word.
Yes.
That is one word.
Gratitude got Best Picture in the Colonoscopy Film Festival.
There you go.
Yes, it did. It did very well.
And there's a film you don't want to see the outtakes. You're not. But with that, we're winding down, Michael.
We are. We need to do our and you've both done it before for us, but we're looking for new
Your nightmare stories. Performance stories, the things that have happened to you on stage or in performance that are just hilarious or embarrassing or fun to tell.
You'll tell me if I told this one last time, because that to me was one of my worst, was when I was performing in Florida, and I was looking to go into the audience, and I went down the steps, and my heel got caught, and I fell flat on my tuchus.
No.
Yeah, flat on my tuchus. I was like, what do you do now? It's like all of these elderly people with walkers. I have to, don't get up, don't worry, I'm fine, I'll be okay, a little black and blue, but I'm going to continue.
like any of them were going to move at all.
I was so shocked.
You know,
how could this happen?
There are just certain things that when you fall, even if you trip and stumble, you fall and you land on your ass, and there's no way you're getting out of that gracefully. You might as well stay up. I fell on my ass, and we're all going to ignore that happened.
There was another time, though. Oh, God. Tell me if I told you this one last time. I was doing Leader of the Pack with Andrew Stevens in Calgary, Canada.
Right.
And he liked to pull jokes. And he walks off the stage with this particular scene, and I'm left on stage with the record producer. And all of a sudden, you hear this. I can't even go.
Nice, Roz.
It was even worse. Like, worse
so you're
than
saying
that.
You heard something
sudden,
like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
loud.
This is really from We Are Going.
Loud,
we are going there.
It's like we just stopped and just started to laugh, but the audience thought I let gas out.
And you never do that.
No,
you never
not
do
in
that.
No, because you know
ladylike.
If it's you did, like, the horn section could never follow you.
See, that's the note
in G. That's the note they're talking about.
I was so mortified at that moment. I didn't realize that's what was on their minds, but I was told after. That's why they all cracked up.
Yes.
I mean, I was cracking up just for the reason of hearing the sound in the middle of the scene.
Yeah.
But I had no idea the joke was on me.
And that became that became the tagline for the rest of the run. See Rosalind Kind, it's a gas. And I got to tell you, I'm so tempted to do this that I'm going to do it anyway. We'll find out. Tell your story.
Chris Meehan.
Oh, wow, putting me on the spot. I forgot this segment. Here we go, since we're on the poop theme.
We didn't get that far.
Well, we are. As you guys know, I do an occasional show with my two other brothers, and Howard always has a knack for finding a pile of crap and stepping in it. But...
metaphorically.
He finds it.
Okay.
And we were doing a gig in Marin, and the woman lived in the back of the theater, and she had a dog. So the dog was just loose in the theater, apparently, and Howard found what it had left backstage, walked out on stage, and tracked it everywhere. We were unaware of that, and the bit afterwards is I'm rolling all over the floor, back and forth, and it was... all over me.
Yeah.
I cleaned it up. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's really no...
And they said you were a fool to dream.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's really no... That went nowhere.
But,
no. Boy, man, that story went nowhere. I rolled in some crap.
Well,
I was... You, it smelled like G. I don't know. Where do I go with this? I don't know. How are the drinks at Catalina?
They're good. The food is good, too.
Yeah. I hear the talent's to die for.
No. Mm. That was a really
lovely... Maybe it's to live for.
There you go.
Really, yeah. It's a lovely story.
There you go.
Just really lovely. Yeah. We're very grateful.
Wow. I just need to apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
Please do.
I'm sorry.
I'm so... Right, we have the... personification of class here sitting with us treating this thing like a locker room. I just want to apologize to you, Rosalind.
It's a good thing we had a lady here.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Let it go.
I left my joke locker at home. Sorry, guys. Wow.
No, it was magical. Jeez. Pinch me. This has just been... oh. But
ladies
actually, before we sign off, yes, please
time?
Give
yes.
the information.
Yes, Rosalind Kind. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood.
Paul Strolling.
Woo.
One joke. Okay, here's what I was going to do. I was going to wait till we did the outro music because she said that she was singing and they thought it was her. And I was going to play her song at the end and I was going to drop that sound bite in. But I'm not going to pollute the beautiful song at the end of this show.
Well,
so I had to get rid of it while you were doing marketing.
You said
that. So go ahead.
Let's blow off some steam.
There we go.
Lord. All right. Catalina Jazz Club, Rosalind Kind. This weekend, Friday, the 21st of October, the 22nd, Saturday. Also, both performances, 8 p.m. CatalinaJazzClub.com. You can find tickets there or call them at 213-466-2210.
And a couple of things. The San Jose Short Film Festival. The SJShortFest.com is where you go. www.sjshortfest.com/tickets. And this Friday, October 21st at 9 p.m., you can see Gratitude at Cine Arts Theater in Santana Row in San Jose. And yes, Michael.
And something else very important from our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Breakdown Services will be hosting workshops for actors in New York City. The morning and afternoon sessions will each include two seminars that will give you an inside view of how to get more bookings. The sessions will take place on Saturday, October 22nd, in the Mary MacArthur Theater of the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. That's on Madison Avenue in New York City. And for more information about this, simply go to events. RSVP at breakdownservices.com.
Yeah, that's the email. Event RSVP.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, that is you're right. Events RSVP at breakdownservices.com. And to register, go to breakdownservices.com/store/seminar.
Yes, event RSVP. I just want to point out that it's singular. Event RSVP at Breakdown Services. And I've actually attended one of these seminars before, and they are very, very informative.
Well, don't miss out on your chance, folks, to meet casting directors and talent representatives, win prizes, and get the inside edge to your acting career.
And now to pump up the class of the Collective Hour,
please,
I think we should play this last track that we have of Rosalind Kind, and this song, as she is called Perfect.
You're listening to State of the Art with Michael Sterling and Paul Strolley right here on LA Talk Radio.